Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into hour number two. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Wide open phones today, taking a ton of your phone calls. And I'm going to blast through them right now, and then I'm going to get into the killer flu of 1918 caused by bird virus. And the government's created synthetic 1918 flu. Oh, now I'm sure it'll pop up. We'll get into all these spies in the White House, spies here, there, everywhere. I mean, that's the tip of the iceberg. Just a lot more coming up in this hour. Plus, what's happening with the economy. I mean, that's really getting scary. We will talk about it. Right now, let's clear these calls out. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in New York and Steve, Justin, Ian, Dina, and others. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the air.
Good to talk to you, Alex.
Welcome.
Two months ago, I started a public access show on Time Warner Cable in Syracuse, New York. The show is called Expose and Defeat Tyranny. It airs from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursdays. It's going to be on tonight. And what I've been showing since it's been on has been your shows, Martial Law and 9/11 Road to Tyranny.
You know, again, I mentioned this in the last segment. I didn't know you were there. I didn't know, you know, that a listener who's doing this was on the line. But literally hundreds of producers around the country are putting my documentaries on and other documentaries and of course, doing their own shows, which I think is even better. And it's having a huge effect. Good job.
It is. Alex, your videos are great. And I wanted to ask you if it's all right to use other stuff that you have on your website on the show.
Anything you want, sir.
Great. That's great.
Listen, at the end of the takeover, I say, make copies of these videos, put them on Access TV, here's your authorization.
You have a really good interview you did with Cindy Sheehan on your website, and I wanted to put that on the show, too.
Sir, you put whatever you want on. Don't ever ask me permission.
That's
attack
fantastic.
The enemy.
That's fantastic.
Use their propaganda conduit to attack their own forces.
That's great.
We're seizing control of their own mechanisms. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It is the double-edged sword of technology, and we can wield it against them just as they can wield it on us.
And again, we have the truth, so a grain of truth literally is like a grain of antimatter. You know, hitting a ball of uranium, it just explodes with the power of 1,000 hydrogen bombs.
It's great when you can confront the people who still believe the false paradigm and watch their faces as you just bombard them with fact after fact. And a lot of that we've gotten from you, Alex.
They melt. No, I found the pounding is the way to do it, just throwing it in their face. And stuff they already knew. See, they already know all of it. They never linked it together. So we just bam, 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 bam.
And you're the master of that.
Well, I mean, I haven't studied it, but I have researched it, you know, a little bit. It's kind of what the occult deprogrammers do. So when they get a cult member who's been brainwashed, it's like de-brainwashing. And really, you just flash, you know, you show them the lies of their original program.
You show them how you use their own tactics against them.
Well, it's the opposite of that. Whereas, well, I don't know how to explain it, but it you know, I don't even try to consciously do it. It's like an organic deprogramming, what we do. I just organically do this, naturally, not that I'm even good at it, but just the truth is the truth is the truth.
It will set you free.
Absolutely. The people perish for lack of knowledge. Where did I hear that before? What else is on your mind, my friend?
A History Channel and Discovery, these guys, they're showing a lot of stuff trying to counteract your videos, like you were saying in the first segment. Last night they had Nazis in the occult where they just touched on the Thule Society. And maybe you can talk about the new video you're working on. I thought I heard you mention that you're going to go into depth on these things, Thule Society, Skull and Bones, that type of thing.
A little bit more, yeah. It's called The Order of Death, a little 35-minute, it's really hard-hitting, and then it's going to be offered with, on the same CD, the Bohemian Grove video.
We're going to beat him, Alex. We don't have a choice.
I hear you, my friend. Keep it up. Keep it up. Yeah, we'll be showing that, by the way, coming up this Sunday and Monday here in Austin. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yes, we know that Time Warner Cable and AOL are blocking anyone nationwide from getting to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as ArnoldExposed.com and a bunch of others, but you can get to InfoWars.net. And we have trace routed it from all over the country directly to Time Warner. There is simply a block on there. We don't know if it's an accident or on purpose, but we've talked to their mid-level, not just low-level IT people, and they're just, okay, there's a block, but whatever. And it is directly their fault. It is not our fault. And, you know, everybody can call in and talk about it. People are freaking out about it all over the country. I didn't know it would be this big of a deal. It's actually kind of heartening. But people instinctively know this is an attack on free speech, an attack on the free flow of info, and people already have experienced it. We've confirmed that libraries all over the country, when I've called and talked to librarians, and they say, you're in our filtering software, you're listed as a hate site or as a hacking site. And, again, these filters, they have porn, gambling, hate, and hacking. Those are the things they filter for. And pick your grab bag, some of these filter softwares that have been loaded onto these machines. It's, you know, we're listed as hate or hacking. There's nothing about hacking on our websites. I mean, we'll post a Wired News story about hacking, you know, reporting on it. And I guess if you're against killing black African children with AIDS virus-laced injections, then you're hateful. If you're against radiating small Jewish children, 100,000 of them, then you're hateful. If you expose Nazi occultism, you will be attacked by the ADL. I don't know why, but they do. I mean, this is just the rule. You can dance around with a white hood on your head, and not much is going to be said about you. But you fight Nazism, you will be attacked. But I'm not joking, by the way. That's serious. You've experienced it. You've seen it. You know it. But this does coincide with the big Jewish World Review or whatever attacking me. Just because I had Galloway on talking about Haaretz and Jerusalem Post, where they admit they've been caught, Israel's been caught creating fake al-Qaeda groups and carrying out bombings. I mean, it's in the Jerusalem Post. Am I not supposed to talk about it? I mean, they just caught SAS carrying out terror attacks over in Basra. I mean, caught red-handed, BBC. Am I bad for that? I mean, but we put it all in one place. We point it out. And it's just hurting them. We're hurting them too bad. And all over the place, college dorms, colleges, universities, churches, you cannot get to our websites. And you can't put out every fire. For some reason, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are becoming some of the most censored and attacked websites. And you got to ask yourselves why. We got to say thank God for WWCR, not just our AM and FM stations. You can still go out and buy a high-quality Sanjian or Grundig radio. I mean, you can buy a Grundig radio. It's pretty high-quality wind-up ones now for like $50. Since Sanjian went out of business, you can find them online really cheap, really nice. I just bought two of them. I already had one of them. They're just so good. Part of our emergency preparedness. But by the way, during the day, we're at 9.985 the first 2 hours, then 9.975 the third hour. At night, new frequencies, folks. First hour, 7.461, 7.461. Second and third hours, 5.765. Starting at the end of October, all 3 hours at 5.765. And that's we're simulcasting right now. We're still on 3210, but starting in a few weeks, you'll only be able to hear us at night on these even better frequencies, it's my opinion they are, of 5.765 for the second 2 hours, and, of course, the first hour at 7.461, but starting in a few weeks, 5.765 all 3 hours. We really appreciate WWCR. We told them we wanted a different frequency. Because, see, 3210 is great, if you're in Timbuktu, but in some areas the U.S. is not the best. So we are switching to that, and they have really helped us. And we've worked with a lot of the other shortwave providers. Let me tell you, WWCR for service, for professionalism, for all-out cooking power, really giving you the 100,000 watts they claim. I mean, we've metered it. It's right at 100,000 watts. They are the premier private shortwave facility in the world after things like the BBC. So we salute WWCR. They're just so good being with them. I never really thank the people out there that deserve to be thanked, but all of them over there, terrific job. And some of the loons we've been with in the past, it has not been fun. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. I'm going to just accelerate through them. I really am taking a lot of calls today. I'm proud of myself, and then we're going to plunge into the news. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I hope this conversation with you will save like several million lives. I'm a ham operator. I'm also a past member of the American Society of Safety Engineers. I fully disagree with you on how big this bird flu is going to get, but I don't want to argue about it. What I'm telling you is that our government made the flu. Our troops are, if you have a son or daughter over in Iraq, they're probably going to survive the flu. There is an antidote, but a lot of us are going to die before the antidote comes out. What I want to talk about is BPL.
Do you really think the government's vaccine is the antidote?
No, not the one that don't give the average people. What they're going to do is wait till the bird flu hits the east and west coast, because that'll wipe out most of the people in the United States. Then they'll bring out the real thing and save the people in the heartland. But that's not what I want to talk about.
So hold on. You really think they're going to do it?
Yes, they are. I know they are. I know for a fact they are. Now listen.
How do you know that?
You have a first class envelope coming to your Texas address. It should be there today.
All right, I'll read it.
Okay.
Give me a little bit of, sir. Hold on. Come on, you make that claim. Just elaborate on it.
Okay. It's all elaborated in the booklet that I sent.
Well, you need to do it now. Your
pictures. All right. Who do you want? Who do you want? It's a government plot. There are people out. This is a war against Christianity. The guy that told me about it, he had, he was involved, he's involved with the Skull and Bones and stuff, and he said, look, he says, we're scientists, we're not Christians. You guys made us live in a Christian world for the last 2,000 years. Now the tables are going to turn. Scientists are going to rule the world, and you're going to be eliminated. If you want to pray, you're going to have to pray in your house. And if we catch you praying in your house, you're going to work camp. Hey, you're exactly on the money. Why do you think they're trying to shut you down? Why do you think they're trying to shut you down? Now, listen, do you know anything about BPL? Because you can check into this. BPL, have you ever heard of it?
Why don't you? I know several BPLs.
Okay, BPL. It's called Broadband Over Power Line.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay, I'm a member of a ham radio operator.
That's frying shortwave.
This month, QSP Magazine has an article in. They're going to start two systems up in Texas, or they tried to start two up, one in Castroville. They turned it down, but the one... Plutonia Mayor Lori Berger called the $200,000.
Well, let me just stop you. I mean, obviously, you know more about this than I do, but even the National Ham Radio Association's president, he lives in, Fort Worth, they've gone public. When they turn these on, it even fries AM radio.
Yeah, I know. But what it is they're coming out with this bird flu. They're going to put us in quarantines, and they're going to tell you, don't travel from Austin to another town, or stay within your area. And when people don't listen, they're going to be traveling along these BPL lines. And we already know for a fact that if you go that close to the BPL line, that your radio isn't going to work. They're going to tell communications worldwide is going to be shut down. They have 40 of these test sites in the United States. There's another 20 overseas.
Yeah, for those that don't know, though, they haven't put the switches in yet to reroute them around power sites, though.
Well, anyway, what I'm trying to say is, okay, if these are irradiating, knocking out the very low VHF frequencies and the HF frequencies, if people don't think there's anything to worry about with this, all you need is more power. It's just like your station, Alex. You're putting out probably 50,000 watts. I'll give you $20. You go up on the tower and hang on to that antenna while you transmit. You want to try that? The only thing that stops you from putting out more than 50,000 watts is the fact that you don't have enough voltage. But where the hell are they tying these things to? They're tying them to the biggest electric grids in the United States. They're going to fry people for 15 miles away. There's one down here along the Pennsylvania Turnpike in Monroeville. It's where Dick Cheney, there's an article in the paper, Dick Cheney used to come up and claiming to shoot 200 pheasants every weekend, and he's been doing this every weekend. I don't know how good your shoulder is, but I know I've never gone through a box of shotgun shells. I mean, my shoulder's worn out after pulling the trigger 10 or 20 times. How can Cheney be pulling the trigger 200 times on a weekend?
How does that tie into the end of slaughter of Christians?
Okay, what they're doing is they have a bird farm down in Monroeville, and when they turn this on, they will have it on for a while. They are testing it. I mean, to actually fry people, but they're not frying the people, they're frying the birds.
All right, I'm going to have to check into this.
I appreciate
really...
it. Let me give you just a little more information. At press time... Texas Governor Rich Perry was mulling whether to sign Senate Bill 5, SB 5 legislation that promotes and encourages BPL in the Lone Star State. So there you go, buddy. Just signed a ham operator who's a member of the ARRL, that's the American Radio Relay League. Have them go into news and bulletins and just check back. It's called the ARRL.
Yeah, I know about it. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. Listen. A year from now, nothing's happened. Nobody will care. There'll be all these new stories. Look, I'm not saying that nothing's going to happen. It'll be what you don't expect. It'll be a nuke going off, or a biological, or a chemical. And it'll be the globalists doing it. We know that. We've caught them 100 times. They'll do it again. This is how they get their control. As long as they know that we'll go along with their orders, when they carry out crises, they'll keep doing it. But they're ratcheting them up slowly. And just to say that, you know, data over power lines, broadcast over power lines, you know, that they can fry us and kill us with all of them. I mean, the transformer from point to point can't take that load. And I'm not even an electrician. I know that. So, see, right there. And obviously, sir, you know all about ham radio stuff, but, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and get off into, it's amazing. You know, I talk about what I can prove. That's all I do. That's all I've ever done. Now, I said I'd go quickly through your calls, and he went on for about 8 minutes. But, because I asked him to. We'll come back and take some more. But, look, We know they're hyping the bird flu, okay? It's that simple.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
We've got a pretty clear picture of how the globalists operate, and I appreciate that caller calling in with his opinions and his views and a lot of facts that he was bringing forward to the table. And, data transfer over power lines is already screwing up shortwave and AM and FM. I mean, instead of driving under a power line and suddenly the big AM station in town cuts out, now just the AM station won't come in or it's got horrible static all over it. A mile from the transmitter when they do this data transfer, basically streaming data through the electricity, and then it broadcast it. You know, electricity broadcast. I don't, you know, have all the technical details, but we know what it does. And I mean, major, you know, broadcasting associations are against it. You know, the major AM broadcasting association is screaming bloody murder. It's not like it's, you know, Alex Jones over here claiming that it's doing this. It's horrible. So, of course, Rick Perry's going to do it. Of course he is. I mean, you want open borders? You want toll roads on every major street, 6,000 miles of them, 7,000 in the whole country? You want all this stuff? I mean, that's Rick Perry, baby. And, yes, I'm aware that it's going on in Dallas and other areas, and it is really bad news. But to just say they can turn it up on high and fry everybody, I know enough about how electricity works and that a lot of our lines can't even take the power that's going over them now. They tried to do that, those things would blow up. It'd be like explosions all over. Then there'd be nothing traveling down them. So, you know, you really lost me there. Maybe I'm ignorant and just don't see it. Look, this is what I know. And I've been meaning to make a documentary about this for years, but I never really get around to it. I mean, I've mentioned it in some of the films, but maybe I'll make a mini-doc about it. That's on the back burner. But the open moves for population control. I mean, we have the declassified documents. We have the public plans from Australia, the UK, the US, as far back as 56. Oh, we're going to ship contaminated grain with a chemical weapon or a biological weapon that will sterilize all the Asians. I mean, you look at America and these women who, quote, have these special birth controls, and they're basically all sterilized. I mean, you know, now the fertility's way down in men and women. The sperm count's down, what, 80-something percent in the U.S., even higher in Europe. I mean, finding a man who can get a woman pregnant a few decades is going to be, you know, it's going to be a big deal. Women out there are going to be searching for a man who's still got, you know, still got the potential to pass on the genetics. So, and the same thing's happening to women. And we've caught the United Nations scores of times in India, in Africa, in Latin America, and in the U.S., adding a very expensive synthetic hormone that has nothing to do with the production of the tetanus into the pathogen. So the body has an autoimmune response, not just to the tetanus that it knows to recognize, but also to that hormone, which is used in bringing a baby to term. So it's a horrible form of sterilization because the women actually conceive, and then in around 3 months, over and over again, 100% kill rate, abort the baby. A miscarriage. I mean, it's just, and in third world conditions, a lot of times that causes serious illnesses in the women. It's also the same shot's been linked to a bunch of other problems, endometriosis. So it's not fun. For those that don't know what endometriosis is, it is the little cellular growths that go in at the end of each month. I don't mean to get in too much detail here, but you know what they're doing to you. And removes the cell wall that was going to be for the fertilized egg to grow in. There's little worker bees that basically eat all that away. Well, that just those get turned loose in the woman's uterus and her fallopian tubes, and then basically have lunch on their ovaries. All specially designed little friendly thing the government does for women, and so you can, I guess, thank the government for all of that. They've been caught, you understand, caught. Henry Kissinger in the 73 document, declassified in 91, this is on our website, this is declassified, said to the third world, you want IMF and World Bank money, you got to sterilize half your women by hook or crook. And by the way, here's the vaccine maker. You understand, this is not our opinion. So to say they may release deadly flu on us and kill us is I mean, that this is a real threat. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like if a serial killer has killed a bunch before, we're just saying, hey, don't get in the car with him. The chance is he's going to kill you. So, I mean, that's why I'm so angry and in such horror. I mean, we literally have people that see us as animals, and the caller was right about that, that literally see us as dog meat and who think that we're here to be enslaved and killed. They see us lower than cattle. You know, a cow in a squeeze chute at a slaughterhouse when the gas hammer knocks its brains out. So, I mean, they see you as animals, and they're sitting there laughing at you, and they openly say they're going to kill you. So we got to take that serious. I mean, I'm sorry. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. And it burns.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you. You can't trust somebody that doesn't like Johnny Cash.
A ring of fire.
I hear the train a-comin', it's rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps rolling on. I tell you, I need to play some of that on air. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. But I shot a man in Reno and just to watch him die. All right, I'll stop torturing you. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. I tell you, that sounds pretty good, but I limit myself to one cup of coffee a day and no cigars. No more cigars. Zero. Teetotaler. Absolutely not a zip on the tobacco product. Because, man, so many times I started smoking a cigar. Oh, I'll just have one. I go fishing once every couple months. I'll just have, smoke me one cigar. And then all of a sudden I'm buying a pack of cigarettes. So, all right, I've got life-shattering, earth-shattering news to cover, and I'm babbling about Johnny Cash and cigars. It just sounds fun to be in a fancy dining car drinking luscious coffee and smoking big, fat, juicy cigars. I mean, I've just... That's of the flesh, though. I like the simple pleasures, folks. But, all right, that's enough. Oh, man, I'd love to just go deep-sea fishing. I don't ever have time. I don't get to have any fun. All work and no play doesn't make Jack a dull boy, though. It makes him aggressive and, like, frankly, a maniac. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to go back to your calls in the news. But the points I was making before we went to break is that we have an ocean, a plethora, a deep, dark sea, a fathomless oceanic pit of the government saying they want to kill 85% of us, saying they want to sterilize us, saying they want to reduce our population, saying they're going to do it with food and water control and energy control, but namely through vaccines. So when I sit up here and say don't take the vaccines, I mean, I got government documents saying they're going to contaminate you with them. We post them. They're on the website. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't go there. 25% of the country's been blocked by Time Warner. Just get another service if you have to or do whatever. The point is, it's out there. But the globalists are killing us. They are attacking us. But they don't like big, giant, theatrical events with their bio attacks I've seen in the past. Maybe they're going to change that. Maybe they are going to release some super souped-up flu and kill a bunch of people and train us to take forced inoculations and train us to go into compact cities. I mean, that may happen. Stuff's really heating up. I got a bad feeling. Okay, that could be. But I tend to agree with Rappaport and many others that have looked at this for years, and boy, he's been right on, that it is hype and that it is to train us to be slaves. They'll probably use a chemical weapon and claim it's biological because they don't really want to release something that can get too out of control. Plus, even some of the worst bioweapons don't spread that well in our modern society because of the way we live. Frankly, you know, the average household doesn't have fleas. The average household 300 years ago did. I mean, the style for like 100 years in France and England was dark brown. Why was it dark brown? Because so many fleas were on you. And they had dogs because they believed that the fleas would jump on them. It actually just made it worse. It's like they thought having pots of water stopped mosquitoes when they were building the Panama Canal. Guess why the French couldn't do it. They had to pull out. And finally, Americans figured out, no, the mosquitoes are breeding in there. But the ignorance of man is unbelievable, and we're ignorant. We got to stop being ignorant and learn more. But bottom line, they like creeping death. I mean, how many African countries have 45%, 35%? Most African countries, and in Central Africa and even Southern Africa, I mean, it's as high as 45% have HIV. But it's funny, somebody else gets HIV, if they're Magic Johnson or somebody else, they're going to be just fine forever. But then other people die from it. There's a whole debate about what's really causing it. We believe that it is simply a carrier or connected to another microplasm, and this is what top scientists are saying, that actually is causing that, but only if you have an impaired immune system, you have a problem if you're Caucasian. It is clearly more... I mean, they've done studies where blacks and Hispanics, especially blacks, who are as sexually active as whites in the same circles, the whites don't get it. I mean, clearly something's going on there. That's just the statistics. But, I mean, forget all that. I mean, we've got Nobel Prize winners saying that's what it is and going public right now. But forget that. We have them caught adding chemicals, hormones, to the pathogens in the tetanus shot, red-handed. And the payoff to the host country is the president, or his minister, or his wife, this is the same all over Africa, all over Latin America, they own the vaccine company. That's the payoff. And then this expensive synthetic hormone showed up in 103 manufacturers. See, the UN got caught adding this hormone. They said, oh, it's an accident. They said, well, actually, epidemiologists and virologists and vaccine producers, experts have looked at this. This shouldn't be in there. It isn't anywhere in the chain of production. Then they started testing the lots from all over the world. They all had it. All of them. That's red-handed. Red-handed. That's one case. And then we have the Kissinger documents saying, a commission he had for the CIA and the report And only 30-something pages are declassified. It's over 1,000 pages that we know of, but they won't release those. And the stuff they declassify, it says, you will sterilize half your women by any means necessary or no IMF World Bank money. I mean, we have the Australian government in 1956 saying, you will sterilize. We have all this. Then we have the dropping sperm counts. We have the all these new female problems women are having. The incredible increase in zero fertility or reduced fertility. We have this host of things going on, and it's as obvious as the nose on my face. I mean, red-handed, not debatable. But they like creeping death. They like just, there's all these new diseases, and people are dying left and right all over the third world. I mean, there are African countries where they've had like 10 million people die of AIDS. And 45% of the population has it, and they're dying all over the place. I mean, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. And it's saddening. And it's going on right in front of, and then we even read UN documents where they say they're doing it, and this is a plan. And then the problem is people that talk about it shoot their mouths off, never post the documents, just say, I heard there's a plan, and they're going to put it in the cereal, and, you know, they got satellites that shoot out devil rays at us. I mean, no. It's on record what they're doing and how they're doing it. And they tend, when they're really doing a bio attack on you, when they're really launching a bio attack on you, they do it and don't even announce it. Here's an example. We've got, a decade ago, you'd have maybe 7 to 15 cases of leprosy. These national numbers came out a year. 7,000 cases last year. 7,000 reported cases. Now, I'm not saying that's a government plot. It's just they don't care. They can keep that quiet. How many people know there's lepers all over Austin? The numbers are much higher than that. That's 7,000 confirmed. You think the illegal aliens just march in and get treatment for it? And there's just tens of thousands every month of drug-resistant and drug-immune TB and deaths being caused by it. And they put those little illegal aliens right next to your kid in school. They don't say a word. They don't care. But, oh, we got to inject you with a bunch of vaccines because we love you for stuff that isn't, you know, we got to give your newborn a hepatitis shot when it's no reason to take it. It's for IV drug users and those that are sexually permissive. And, by the way, it's one of the most deadly vaccines, drugs insert, the inoculation's own insert says it's very dangerous. Japan's banned giving vaccines under the age of 2, but they're running around here trying to make hundreds of them mandatory. It's already up to 45, and by mandatory, quote, they say you have to take it until you know your rights and say no. They even lie about that. So, you know, you're a doctor driving along, you're red-faced right now going, that Alex Jones, I'm a doctor. How dare him say our profession would do something like that? You know, that's like when I say Tony Blair is a terrorist, and I get emails going, don't you talk bad about the British people. I'm not saying you're a bad doctor, because you're a good person, you think the world's all honky-dory, and everything's fine and sweet and lovey-dovey. That is not how it works. And so don't sit there and say that they didn't put it in the vaccines, and don't say that they didn't have sterilization plans, and don't sit there and tell me that it isn't true before you haven't checked it out. What I'm telling you is true. And literally, I've come across hundreds of red-handed instances of it. And I keep meaning to build a whole section on the site. For some reason, I've made that request over and over again. We need to write a whole article about population control and how it ties into bird flu. Because, you know, SARS is going to kill you. 3 years ago, the swine flu, this new one, is going to kill everybody. Coming out of South Korea. Oh, my gosh, this duck flu. I remember 6 years ago, it's going to kill everyone. And now it's SARS, and now it's bird flu, and now it's, and we just feed into this fear when they can't even confirm it's killed 65 people. When you hear that this new bird flu has killed 65 people, then when you really read the medical information, they go, well, they think it did. They think they did. Oh my gosh, 30,000 people die a year of flu every year in this country. And we should beef up our immune systems. And, yeah, there are vitamins and products that help, and that's wonderful. But just to sit there and go, the earth is destroyed and the troops save me, martial law. And 2 weeks ago, it's because of the hurricane we need martial law. Every day the president's talking about martial law. That's what it is. And so many people feed into this. I mean, I hear it. And, you know, it's not good for freedom to just pile onto this fear-mongering. You endanger the entire free society by doing it. And we get discredited over time. Just constantly, you know, fear-mongering. Planet X is going to get us. The Devil Comet is going to get us. I mean, the Vulcan Comet. And if I hear any more of this, I'm going to pull my hair out, folks. No, let's talk about the real stuff that's going on. You know, let's stick to the sodium stannous fluoride. Let's stick to aspartame. Let's stick to the 40-plus known viruses in many different major vaccines. Let's stick to what MSG does to you. I mean, you might as well go start taking arsenic, literally. Let's talk about how it's in 10,000-plus foods now. They don't even label it now. I mean, let's talk about how they're putting genetic engineered cross-species genes into foods and how it openly is pure poison because it creates amino acids that never existed before. I mean, let's talk about chimeras, humanzies they've got in Argentina. Let's talk about how they got cross-species arachnid goats. I mean, let's talk about how they're cloning humans and how New Jersey passed a law they can bring a clone to term and keep it and use it for body parts. Passed. The average person doesn't even know that. Let's talk about the fact there are building death camps all over this country. I mean, let's stick to the real stuff instead of jumping on the government bandwagon that the bird flu is going to kill every one of us in 5 minutes. Because what they'll do is they'll fly over and spray some nerve gas with a drone. 20 people in the government will know about it. The private contractors will do it. A bunch of people will get sick. It'll be a slow-acting chemical. They'll call in a Fed who holds up a digital still of the virus on TV. All the hysteria will be in, and they'll just train us how to be slaves. And then you're not going to worry about how they're looting the Treasury because you're worried about the bird flu getting, the possum flu getting. I mean, they're running bio attacks on us right now. They're not going to fear-monger that, because that's their attack. You know, they're not telling you what their attack is. They're putting out these red herrings, pun intended. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Justin in Michigan. Justin, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Alex, yeah, I've got some news here on this Internet outage for you. It's not really directed at you. What's happened is there's 12 companies that run the whole thing, and they have to talk to each other.
I know about Valero.
That's level that's, three.
That's,
and level
that's
three
not
and
it. We've already checked all that. It's Patriot sites predominantly, and it's directly in Time Warner. It's a dual problem, and they're using that as a look. We've had now like four IT people look at this.
Well, it's all over the news right now. Cogent and Level 3 aren't talking. Three out of your four websites are on Cogent's network. And not multi-homed. Last night, I'm a Cogent customer. I couldn't get to blogger.com because of the way the routing tables were at the time. So
look, sir, what I'm telling you is we've looked at the routing tables, and I'm not the web person. It's been looked at. At the same time, I talked about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, they have gone in and they have flipped some type of switch inside Time Warner that's also blocking us. We're even doing it on networks that aren't part of that network, and we can't go to it. And we look at who people can't, the sites that can't be gone to, it is predominantly alternative news sites.
Right. Well, that's the hosting contract that you're dealing with there. A properly set up site will be on multiple backbones, which means people can still get to you. That's
no, I know. Multiple DNS numbers on multiple servers.
Well, I'm looking at it, and it looks a lot different. There's a few hundred people out there that agree. So, just saying.
Well, no, I know. I understand it's on the news what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't catch that yesterday. But
well,
I'm looking at it, and I think it's different.
You know, explain this to me.
Sure.
Why was the Drudge Report down?
Why was the Drudge Report down?
Yeah, and then CNN is on some of the same systems, and they're not down.
They're probably multi-homed.
Yeah, so was the Drudge Report.
Well, routing tables were off for a while. Oh. I'm guessing the techs working on Drudge Report fudged the tables. What's happened is BGP routing's been shut down by Cogent Level 3. They're playing games with each other.
Exactly, it's games.
Well, yeah, but it's just a just corporate bickering. There's no conspiracy here.
I don't know. You see, while this is going, that's what I just said. There's two things going on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got these internet problems with the net, and then we've also got Time Warner. I haven't talked about it. This has been going on for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Time Warner filtering us, blocking us. We've caught them over and over again. Every time we call, they fix it. And so it's that same problem nested inside of this other one. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I mean, I've already talked about it.
Yeah, I know. I thought I'd call in and try.
Look, I believe you that that's the predominant problem.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do about it? I mean, just create more alternative DNSs?
Well, no, you got to get multi-homed. That way no one person can shut you down.
Yeah, well, we've got servers on other, that's why Infowars.net's up there and one of the other sites.
Yeah, that's on AT&T.
Yeah. Thank you. Tell you what, Stater, let me talk to you during the break, find out some more, see if it's the same info I've got.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Filtering software all over the country, in universities and in libraries, blocks, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. And we know about the whole problem on the net. Two companies, and it is in the news, I have one of the reports here, are fighting with each other. So again, it is fighting over markets and all of this. But we know that in the middle of all this, I understand Time Warner's routing through them and we're routing through it. or really, I say 6 months, it's more like a year, keeps pulling this other little trick. And so it's several things going on at once. But we were talking to a caller who's an IT guy, Justin. And Justin, tell us more about this. But then comment on the filtering. I mean that certainly we know is going on. Why don't you describe to the listeners the difference between these type of problems and filtering?
Well, the problem you're looking at right now is just basic network connectivity. It's similar to just cutting the wire. There's nothing's getting through. The filtering's different. Companies out there make these large lists, and they try and categorize websites, and it's really pretty much a joke. Sites get stuck in these categories inappropriately, and there's no way to get out of them, and there's no way to look at the list ahead of time to ask them to take you off before they publish it, because that's their only asset is those lists. So,
how do you get around that when a library is blocking you?
Legally, you don't. I'm sure there's other stuff you could do that they wouldn't like, but I've had jobs before where they filtered everything that we got could see there. You know, you try and go to the Glock website and be stuck as mature content, same category as pornography. Michigan Militia's website was labeled hate crime or a hate speech site.
Well, so are mine, but it's the same thing with, remember the gun company with Dell? They tried to buy a computer, and Dell said, sorry, guns are evil.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. Oh, there's some wacky stuff out there, that's for sure.
Well, we think that somehow that's getting loaded into Time Warner. Separately, I understand the other problem you're talking about. It's just ongoing. I think that you're right to say that, I'm guessing you're saying that they don't really load that into their switching systems. That's loaded in individually into computers.
Not quite. There's what's called the proxy server, which will intercept your web request, and it'll figure out whether or not you're allowed to go there or not and send you back a yes or no page.
But there are softwares that are loaded right onto the computer, right?
Well, yeah, that's one way of doing it, too, but that's the worst way. Some ISPs actually do it all the time, and you don't even know it.
Not
loading it on your computer, but intercepting all your web requests.
So we typed in Time Warner censoring, and we got, mainstream news reports, credible blogs reporting on them, blocking Cindy Sheehan links and things. And so, I mean, the people are saying they're doing this.
I have to look into that, because I was made aware of the issue just because it's, Cogent and Level 3 fighting with each other.
Well, do me a favor, write up a little blurb, because it fits in with what I've been told by my web people, if you want. Write a little blurb up about what you think the problem really is, and then but also comment on those filters and how ISPs can also put filters in. Because we get constant complaints about this.
Mm-hmm.
And, our sites are up, and people just can't get to them.
Yep.
Well, I really appreciate your call, sir.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take care. It's like George Norrie last night, he talked about it because he was getting a lot of emails, people saying they couldn't get on. And so he called me up and said, what's going on? And I said, well, we know they're blocking us and we know there's some type of internet outage going on, but it's two things happening simultaneously. And we've confirmed that. And we've directly told Time Warner how to fix it. And they're just like, no, we're not going to fix it. And so it's very frustrating. We've got trace routes from all over the country showing exactly where it is. All right, we'll be right back with the third hour. I'm going to cover news and then your calls. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.